Good morning, Mr. Brady. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Is it overly simplistic to say what we saw yesterday was largely a result of 10 days of quality practice and study?
I think that would help. That definitely helped us in the preparation. I wouldn't say that's the only factor. I mean, I think this is kind of the way we've been practicing over the whole spring and summer. We're obviously trying to improve our consistency and our ability to string together a bunch of good plays in order to get the ball in the end zone. So obviously it was better than, our first week we, went to Buffalo and we battled out, played good situational football at the end and won the game. Mm-hmm. Last week we missed some opportunities, but we played a very good defensive football team, and then with the inclement weather in the second half was a bit harder to move the ball, and then yesterday turned out to be a pretty nice day. We left some points on the field, but it was good to come away with the win. So, 3-0, we're battling, and this week is another big challenge for us. So it's the first time we're really on a regular week where we have, game on Sunday, another game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it'll be nice to get in a little bit of rhythm with that too.
Tom, you ran for 156 yards, very effectively, particularly in the second half. Is it usually the result of the defense, a response to the defense? Is it a nickel or a dime, and you're looking at it and you're saying, time to run the ball, or do you go into the game saying, we can run the ball against this team?
I don't think we really went into that game saying we could run the ball. They were the first-ranked run defense in the league last year.
Right.
So I think once we felt like we found some runs that we liked, we really stuck with them. And the backs did a great job finding holes. The line did a great job blocking. But Brandon busted a big run. LeGarrette had a good one. Ridd ran really well, really hard decisively. So that was great contribution from the backs in a game where we really weren't sure what we'd get out of the running game.
All right, the word of the day is progress. The offense seemed to make real progress, particularly the rookie receivers. Was there ever a point where one of the rookies went the wrong way and you thought about yelling at him but said, uh-oh, I have to be careful here because everyone will make a big deal about my body language?
Jerry, I didn't think about that. Truthfully, I don't ever really think about that. I mean, I'm just an emotional person and player, and when we get out there in the heat of the moment, everyone's emotions are running high, and I thought our young players have done such a great job, and I said, yes, sir, the expectation, I mean, it's hard to expect that they come in, straight from college and go through the combine process, draft, and they play like 10-year veterans. I mean, that's why, they're rookies. There's learning curves, and we're all trying to learn each other. It's not that they're doing the wrong thing. They do the right thing as much as anybody out there right now. So, the important part that I felt yesterday was we got contributions from the running game. We spread the ball around the passing game. We took advantage of some good opportunities and put some good drives together. So it's just, I said last week, the burden of the offense can't fall on one position. And if it falls on only the receivers or only the tight ends, then you become pretty easy to stop. So I think what we did a great job yesterday was utilizing everybody basically that played, every skill position player that played, made some critical plays in the game.
So after the first touchdown to Tompkins that made it 7-3, that man hug, I assume, was spontaneous and just emotional, and it wasn't you considering that you needed to send a message of approval and appreciation for what he just did?
No, it was just, I mean, that's kind of what I, I'm always like that. And yeah, I was excited that it was his first touchdown.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool thing. Aaron got one last week and should have had another one yesterday. I blew that one. And Kimbrell's, done a great job. And think about that as an undrafted free agent to come in and play the way that he's played is, really a credit to him and his mental toughness, his confidence in himself and, his ability to stay on the field and work hard he's been a lot of fun to play with.
Tom, I was at the game yesterday with my daughter, wearing her 6-year-old daughter Kate, wearing her Tom Brady jersey. By
wow.
the way, yeah, she's a fan. She's not doesn't have a jersey of me, but she has one.
She swapped the Aaron Hernandez jersey for a Tom Brady.
No, she did.
That's
get a good move. She got a good deal. Good on. So I couldn't tell when I was there on that pick in the end zone. Was it? Were you looking for Sudfeld or Dobson on that?
Dobson. Yeah, they were doubling Sudfeld, and Aaron was one-on-one in the back of the end zone, and I just threw it, obviously, not where I wanted to. It was just a bad play and a bad throw, bad decision, everything. So that was, those are the ones that, you know, can be totally be eliminated and shouldn't happen. So I was pretty bummed about that one all night. But
did it keep you up at night last night?
Interestingly, yes. You know, those plays kind of do. And I don't know why. I think as an older player, you know, the expectations are so high. So when you do something like that, you just win or lose. It kind of eats at you. But you know, I get over them, you know, pretty quickly, and then you know, we move on to next week. I'm glad it didn't cost us a game or anything like that. I'm glad it was just ended up not really having much of an impact on the game. Although I would much rather have thrown in a touchdown two plays earlier or on the play before, but it just so happened that. That wasn't in the card yesterday.
Yeah, as long as we're pointing out your warts, give me this one opportunity. Second quarter, you seemed to lock in on Sudfeld. Not the interception, but you ignored or didn't see the wide-open Edelman and Tompkins. A, have you already seen that on film, or did you realize after you made the throw that went incomplete, you had the other two guys wide open?
That's a great question. We're trying kind of a trick play, and we were expecting those other two to be covered. So I didn't even really look at them. I wish I would have, obviously, because Julian came back and he said they set him free.
And Tompkins too.
Yeah.
I think the play fake is what did it, Tom.
Yeah, you know, we're a pretty good play action team. You know, our offensive line does a great job of selling it. The backs do a great job of selling it. It was kind of a play where we were trying to spring. Use those other guys as decoys to get Sudfeld open. And it ended up, Sudfeld was the one that was covered. So it was just those are ones I wish I would see, you know, the whole play and the concept. And we just kind of missed an opportunity there.
I think it was during the game that was reported by NFL Network that you had contacted two former receivers to gauge their interest, and I didn't see the press conference after the game. You shot that down, correct?
Yeah, I don't know where those, some of those reports come from, but, I mean, obviously I have relationships with every guy that I've ever played with, and certainly guys at the receiver position are some of my best friends and the people that I spend the most time and I'm the closest with, but I don't make any personnel decisions. I can't talk to Coach Belichick about bringing players back I've never been able to control this, you know, personnel decisions. So that's, you know, I'm a player like everybody else. And we have a scouting department and people that make those decisions. And I'm one of the last people that are ever asked or told about, you know, what we're doing with players. So I kind of just mind my own business and try to play quarterback as best I can. I wish I'd have played better yesterday, but I'm happy we won.
So as best as you can tell, Tom, has Bill cast his lot with this group of skill set players that you have and not actively looking to upgrade and improve, that you're going to sink or swim with the guys pretty much that are on this team?
Well, I think that's, you know, the expectation is for us to get better and improve, and the guys that we have are the guys that we practiced with and played with the first 3 weeks, so... We've no one thought Gronk would be out at this point. No one thought, you know, what happened with Hernandez would have happened. No one thought Danny would be out. No one thought Shane would be out. I mean, we got, you know, there's kind of an unusual set of circumstances, but that's where we're at. And you know what? We're 3-0, so we're trying to build on every week. And there's a slim margin of error. The defense is playing incredible, and we're really lucky to be able to, as an offense, to have a defense that's been as good as they've been these first 3 weeks. So, you know, we got to do a better job scoring points. I got to play better at quarterback, most importantly, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. And that's the one thing I can control. So I'm going to try to have a great week of practice because, you know, Atlanta plays really well at home. It'll be a big game for them. They're 1-2, so You know, their kind of backs are against the wall, so we got to go out and have our best offensive performance of the year on Sunday night.
Hey, Tom, if you are the Falcons' defensive coordinator and you look at the stats and, more importantly, you look at the film and you see that yesterday Brady targeted 8 different receivers 36 times for 25 completions and 3 different running backs made significant contributions. And, oh, by the way, you ran for 5 yards. What does that defensive coordinator see when he sees that there are no fewer than 12 or 13 skill set guys involved in this offense yesterday?
Yeah, and all those guys, you know, all of the guys that we have on the field, we have confidence in. So I've always said the guy that's my favorite receiver is the one that gets open. And we had a lot of guys yesterday that were getting open and catching the ball and doing a great job protecting it in traffic. You know, we had some more opportunities out there than I really took advantage of. So, you know, this coordinator, Mike Nolan, has been a coordinator against us on a bunch of occasions. So, you know, he has an idea of what our offense is all about and what to stop, although the flavor of offense is a little bit different than what it's been in the past with the different skill set of players that we have. So I think most importantly for us, our execution is going to be most important. And, you know, this is a team that does a lot of things, Atlanta, with their front, with their coverages. They got some really good players.
Speaking of caring about things, and I'm not sure why I care about either one of these, because they certainly qualify as minutia, but on the first sneak, not the one that set up the field goal, but the one that set up the second touchdown to make it 14-3, was that a called play, or did you get to the line and audible that based on you saw some open space to your right?
That was a called play where, you know, coach, you know, did a great job kind of understanding what they do as a defense you know, then I got a chance to, you know, sneak in there. So it's, you know, quarterback sneaks are good plays on short yard situations. And, you know, I'm not one that does it very often. So, you know, our coaches, offensive line coach and Josh, did a great job of calling that at the right time. So that was a big play for us.
And the second minutia, who is Rita and what does that mean?
Well, we have a lot of calls. So that's just one of our different calls that we make to direct basically, you know, how do we want to deploy our blockers. And we do a lot of that. A lot of teams are doing that now these days. A lot falls on the quarterback. And, you know, that's really been a part of our offense since the day I got here. But a lot of teams now you're always trying to get your best matchups. So, you know, I think we as a team our offensive linemen are so smart. They get those things. And, you know, football is always about angles and positions. And we're always trying to get the right blocking angles and so forth. So it's just a way of basically coordinating or orchestrating our offensive strategy.
And who chose the name Rita? Is it somebody's girlfriend or wife?
No, I don't know where they come from. I'm not a part of those meetings. You know, they just make up words and we're supposed to memorize them. So that's why our offense is always a bit challenging. There's so much memorization, and there's really no carryover from our team to any other team. So when you get a lot of veteran players, you know, who basically have learned one style offense, they come to our offense, and now it's all memorization.
Yeah,
and it's really based on something that they probably never heard. It's a little different. When you get rookie players, that this is the first thing they've learned, you know, you can typically, and we have, you know, really built on those things. But it takes a really smart football player to be a part of our offensive system, because we're able to, you know, do so many things with formations and personnel groupings, calls and checks at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, we have a bunch of terms and they all mean something. So, you know, you got to really listen well and dissect what we're trying to do, and then, you know, we all got to be on the same page and execute it.
Even though Bolden only ran the ball 3 times, it was an important 51 yards. However, in the second quarter, he stopped running. I guess he was probably second or third or fourth on your progression and didn't think he was part of that play. In spite of his positive contribution to that team yesterday in that game yesterday, will he hear about that, having stopped on that pattern down the right sideline?
Well, I think, you know, everybody... There's sometimes where you're a part of play and you run that play in practice a bunch of times and you never get the ball, and, you know, there's might be an opportunity where, you know, you've got a chance. You know, he really wasn't the first read on that particular play, but, you know, I put it up there and, you know, fortunately we got on legal contact, which was good because we had backed up in a long yard situation there, but you know, everyone's got to stay alive, and you know, you really never know what happens over the course of a play. But, you know, there's not going to be too many times where I'm launching the ball down the sideline to, you know, the running backs anyway. So hopefully I can find better options.
After the game, Tom, Logan Mankins talked about how great it is to watch the defense, to appreciate a real good, stout defense. It's unusual, let's face it, in New England. You guys are used to winning, you know, 35-31 or 35-20. Do you feel like for a change you have a team that can win 13-10, 17-13, can win a ugly defensive battle?
Well, I think what our defense has proven, you know, over the course of the camps and training camp is that they're a very extremely competitive defense. So they do a really good job getting after the passer. They do a great job of being stout in the running game. They're getting contributions from everybody. There's a lot of guys playing. So, I mean, we knew our defense would be a big strength of ours going into the season. And, you know, it's really playing out that way. So, offensively, we know that we've got to take care of the football. And when we, hopefully we get to a point where we are scoring, you know, in the 30s and we're doing great things in the red area and on third down and our execution is, you know, better than what it's been the last 3 weeks. And, but our defense has really, you know, been so huge for us, and to count on those guys has been awesome. It's been fun to watch, and they've been really harassing other quarterbacks, sacking quarterbacks. An interception by Akeem in the second quarter was a huge play, you know, and then Steve makes the field goal. So it was really an all-around team effort, and defensively we're playing, you know, as good as I can remember us playing, which is a great thing to sit on the sideline and watch your other team shut the other offense down.
Hey, Tom, during practice against your defense, which one of those guys is the biggest pain in your butt? Is it Chandler? Is it Ninkovich? Is it Akeem? Somebody else? Who gives you fits on your defense?
Well, you know what? It's all coordinated. So, you know, if you don't get a rush, you're not going to be very good in the secondary. Mm. You know, you don't cover tight, you're not going to have a very good rush. So defense is all about team defense and, you know, to mix calls and personnel groupings, and different guys are making different plays. Like I said, Chandler, Ninkovich, Spikes, Gerard, Hightower, and we got a great group of linebackers in the secondary. They're so competitive. You know, there's not easy throws out there in practice for us when we go against our defense. We got to earn it, so that helps us improve. Mm. So it's definitely a team effort, and it's coordinated between the whole group. And, you know, those guys have done such a great job of limiting the teams that we played thus far to really low scoring outputs. You know, we've been able to hang in there situationally. And like I said, hopefully our offense gets better and our defense continues to do what they've been doing. And we'll be, you know, hopefully, in good shape as the season goes on.
All right, who's the last guy you'd want to meet in a dark alley on your defense? Would it be any of the above? Dino named him. Akeem, Spikes.
Chandler.
Vince.
Chandler's brother.
Ninkovich. Chandler's brother.
Yeah, the Jones family. Yeah. That would be the last one. Because if you deal with Chandler, then you probably have to deal with all of them.
That's true.
Hey, Tom, you've been 3-0 twice now, so you know what that feels like, and you know what it feels like going to work today. And I know I'm asking you to project, but if you were a quarterback of an 0-3 team at this stage in the season, let's say you're Eli Manning heading into the facility today, or you're Ben Roethlisberger heading into the facility today, what must that feel like in your brain and in your gut?
Well, it's hard to win games. I mean, I think I said that time and again. And every year, every team is hopeful that things are going to go. You know, 3 weeks ago, you know, no one expects to be 0-3. Everyone expects to be 3-0, and there's no, you know, you can't understand why a team would be 0-3 or 3-0 or how you're going to get to that point. But, you know, that's why there's scoreboards and you play the games out and you see where you're at and you see how you match up against these other teams. And I've always said how hard it is to win games. And I think when you win games, you got to appreciate that you won them, you know, but at the same time, you realize that what happened yesterday has no bearing on what happens next week. So you got to put the same effort, you got to put the same amount of preparation into the following week, and that's the way that it pays off. That's how you can consistently play and get better from week to week. So the improvement happens in the practices and in the games. So you can't expect just to, you know, improve in the games. You got to improve every week in practice, and that's why, you know, Coach Belichick does you know, the best job preparing us and getting us ready each week so that we can, you know, make those improvements. Puts a lot of pressure on us to get better. So that's a, you know, that was really a good week for us last week, and we got to have a similar week this week. This is a huge game in our schedule, and a game that, you know, we come out 4-0. That would be, you know, a huge thing for our team.
All right. Say hi to Rita when you see her for us. Tell her we said hello.
I sure will.
All right, Tom, good talking to you.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.